Okay, today's meditation is on Brahma Jnana Valli Mala, the seventh verse. See, I enjoy all this, each verse of this beautiful poem by Shankaracharya. Every verse links with the final truth. Let's see how Vijaya chants this verse.
Tattvatita paratmaham Tattvatita paratmaham Madhyatita parashivah Madhyatita parashivah Mayatita Paranjyoti Mayatita Paranjyoti Ahameva Hamavyayah Ahameva Hamavyayah
These are all Nididhyasanam verses. After you have understood Mandukya Upanishad, if you want to practice what you have learned in Mandukya and you want to hold on to that teaching, the final teaching. The final teaching is Turiya Atma alone is. It is called as Karana Karya Vilakshana Atma. The same thing is being conveyed here. A jnani who has understood, I am Turiya Atma, what is his realization? He will realize that I have realized the ultimate truth. There is no other truth, no other fact about this whole creation. I am totally fulfilled. I am Triptaha. And what does he realize? He realizes that I, Aham, is not the body mind. It is not the finite body mind, but it is the timeless Supreme Shivaha, which is Paramarthika. Why do we call Paramarthika? Because world is in time. There is something which is timeless, which is what is my real nature. When I am holding on to that Paramatma, pure Atma, Shuddha Atma, I have crossed over all delusions of the mind. All the vikshepa of the mind are destroyed for me because I am holding on to that Turiya. I am not the Vishwa, Taijasa and Prajna, Ahamkara, but I am the Sakshi, Turiya Atma. That Sakshi is Jyotisham Jyotihi. It is the light of all the lights. Yesterday in our Atma Bodha, we saw the verse, same meaning. Atma was described as Jyotisham Jyotihi. It is a supreme light. It's a spiritual light of consciousness. That consciousness light is immortal. It is endless. It is beginningless. Why? Because it is always there. What a beautiful description of the ultimate realization of a person who has destroyed self-ignorance and he is revelling in his own Atma. Please close your eyes, sit erect. The study of Upanishads helps me to claim my original nature. which is called Turiya Atma. In the seat of meditation, I bring the thought of Turiya Atma and I try to hold on to that thought. For 5 minutes. I am Thuriyam, pure light of consciousness, in which there is no waker, no waking world, in which there is no dreamer or the dream world. In which there is no sleeper or ignorance of a sleeper. When I chant Om, I drop Vishva, Taijasa, Prajna, waker, dreamer, sleeper. After chanting Om, there is a silence. The silence represents my real nature. In which I the Turiya Atma alone am. Abiding in this truth is called Sakshi Bhava, Brahma Bhava. Normally, my mind concludes I am a waker, dreamer, sleeper. Put together is called as Ahankara Bhava. The analysis of Mandukya third chapter, I accept the fact which is revealed by the Upanishads. The world experienced by me is an appearance. Lower order of reality. Vyavaharika Satyam. Dvaitam. I learn to negate the world as mithya, appearance. Adhyasa, superimposition. When I negate the world, there is only Atma, Turiya Atma. This Turiya Atma I claim as my real nature. Shivaha. Auspicious. Jyotihi. The light of all the lights. Nityaha. Immortal. Shuddha. Ever pure. Never affected by punya papa karma. Sarva adhishthanaha. The support of all the three worlds, waking, dream and sleep. Silence is Turiya Atma. I will chant three times O. When you hear the sound O, you bring the three words A, U, Ma, waking, dream, sleep. And then there is silence between the two ohms. That silence is your real nature. Turiya Atma. Remember this fact and then meditate. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadhaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti. Shanti, Shanti. Gently open your eyes.